Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code? I'm one of the supervisors over the floor.
My zip code is 19018.
Thank you for that information. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Deborah. Last name is Freeman.
Deborah Freeman. Okay, thank you. And what's your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes?
My shipping address would be 15 Stratford Avenue, Alden, PA.
Thank you for that. I locate an account for the Vibram watch. An order was created on February 25th for $5.97. You did state it to my agent that you didn't place the order, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm waiting for my bank to answer.
Okay, so what I'm going to do on my side, ma'am, I'm going to file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that, okay, it's a fraud report for a pending investigation, and that false claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay, ma'am?
Sure.
Okay, give me one moment. I'll complete the claim.
Okay. I'm waiting for my bank to answer. They haven't. Since they answer, I'm going to do the same thing.
That's fine. Okay, so I have completed the claim on my side. What I'll be doing, I'll be issuing you a credit of $59.97, $5.97. Those two credits will go back to the card in 5 to 7 business days. We will do a full investigation to see who placed the order, and whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or fine towards them, ma'am. But do you have any additional questions today?
No, I don't.
Okay, if you do, just give us a call back. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, ma'am.
Okay.
You're fine, and thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.